I didn't realize until recently that bidets are like legally required in France. They are just a thing they enjoy. You need to have a bidet or you go to jail.
I have a bidet and it's one of the best fucking...
And in prison, it's a manual bidet.
in prison, Bubba's pissing in your asshole. Yes.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho.
If you have that as the opening, bravo.
Christmas show. We have effing cultured here.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Good.
We're yeah.
Great.
Yeah. This holiday season has been an adventure, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. I just had a coworker test positive for E. coli. That's fabulous for food service work.
Right.
Mm. Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Like, what are we doing is a great question.
We're not doing a damn thing. You boys are going to rant.
Yeah, we're the audience. So entertain us, dancing bears.
You mean you invited us here to just rant to you?
Yeah.
And you put it on your podcast for your audience.
It's called content.
Griff, you've seen Mike's approach to the fantasy league. Are you surprised?
No, you're right.
Zach Wilson got him a strong game this week.
I was saying the other day, I can't decide if I want you to win just one game, just so you can win a game, or if I want to see you go 0-15 more. I can't decide which one.
I'll tell you what I want. The 0-15. That's impressive.
Yeah, work.
It is in its own way.
God, if you go 0-15 and you got it, Zach doesn't win the championship, you're going to really regret it.
I might drive down to the Carolina and punch you.
To the Carolina.
I don't think that's a lie.
No matter which one, he'll find you.
I will find you.
We're going to do a full scripted, full of sound effects, like telenuevo drama.
It has to be a punishment purely for Mike.
And there needs to be at this point. There needs to be an additional punishment.
Why?
Mike's going to play the characters that all speak foreign languages.
Oh my God, no. We have to actually write a telenovela in Spanish.
He's going to be Spanish, German. We'll put some Portuguese in
full of sound effects.
Hey, don't tell me something that I would love to do as a punishment.
No, what I'll do is wait till he's done editing it and then delete it.
By the third time, he'll figure it out.
I want it to be known. Zach, you hurt my feelings when you brought up my laughing cough. Just
I'm sorry.
You struck a nerve that I didn't know I had.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I honestly figured I did because you.
Your laugh sucks. I'm fucking ouch. I'm fucking sick, man.
You just looked at the camera. I was like, oh shit, I hit something way too close to home. Let's keep going on. Let's insult Rick. That's a good one.
Well, sorry.
While we're talking about it, let's just take a quick minute to tell you guys that you both did great with the roast. Oh, yeah. We were so happy
to
have you there.
And don't listen to that fucking roast if you haven't listened to it yet.
That's right. Do it.
Come on.
Which one of us is starting with the rants?
Oh, right. Rants. That's why you guys are here.
Oh, right.
Right. The thing we came here to do.
I feel like we're well on track right now.
I'll start. I want to start because the Giants are playing and Jeremy's here. So we're going to celebrate Big Blue for a second.
Okay.
I'm tired of people making fun of Tommy DeVito. And I want to tell people to fucking knock it off because the man is living the dream.
Oh, Danny's brother.
No, not DeVito.
Listen, I'm a Jets fan. I haven't had a lot to celebrate. The Giants haven't had a lot to celebrate either.
No.
But the Giants, like the Jets, benched their starting quarterback and started to go in a different direction, even though now the Jets are back with Zach Wilson. Tommy DeVito is their starter right now. And news reports came out that Tommy DeVito, who grew up in New Jersey, like miles away from the stadium, he's a good Italian boy. From New Jersey, still lives with mom. Now, this man is a backup quarterback, so he makes $44,000 a game ish, right? Which is nothing to sneeze at.
How does he live?
Poor guy. Can we donate?
He only makes more than my salary a game. That's great.
People are busting his balls because he still lives with mom. Mom makes his bed every day.
That's the life.
Mom makes dinner every day. So this guy,
I see no downsides.
He's working, winning.
He said, I don't need to worry about laundry. Mom cleans his game day laundry.
That's amazing.
This man is a genius.
He doesn't need to worry about what he's eating. He's swimming in chicken cutlets, he says.
Is that the Italian dream?
Everything is waiting for him when he gets home. This man is 25 years old. He's living the dream.
Dude. So he's 25. He's 25 years old. He's making like the average American yearly salary per game. And he doesn't have to spend any of it because he lives with mom and gets fed and does his laundry done and cleaned and shit. That's amazing.
So people are just be giving him shit because they're mad, because they're jealous.
Right.
That's why.
Let me tell you, when I was 20, I went and lived on my own for like 5 years. And then I moved to North Carolina and moved in with my grandma. And I went right back to that lifestyle. And it was the shit. It fucking ruled. I was like, oh, my God, I'm a baby again.
Grandma's an upgrade.
Like, grandma walks in and takes my dirty clothes and they magically are hanging up clean the next day. I have food made for me. Oh, my God.
That's right. Grandma's a total upgrade because you don't have that added guilt of living with the person that gave you life.
Oh, no.
Have you guys seen the meme going around of Tommy DeVito's agent?
No.
I just sent it to our group chat.
Is that really his fucking agent? That's his agent.
Isn't that the most Italian thing you've ever seen?
Mm-hmm. They must be, oh my God.
He is dressed like a 1920s mobster.
They know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. Like that. Yeah. This family's got connections.
He wants more money per game, see?
That's right out of my cousin Vinny.
Mr. DeVito doesn't want more money. He wants chicken cutlets every day he plays.
How many? He wants to be swimming in them.
He wants that good parma ham and some gabagool.
There better be a fresh baked lasagna every 10-yard line.
Saquon Barkley has gained 40 pounds this season from eating Italian subs.
He wants a skinny quarterback.
It's all in that dump truck. It is. If Tommy DeVito brings the Giants to the Super Bowl, New York will literally explode. It will be 49 states.
He does the Italian like, hey, every time he does something. He's got swagger like Conor McGregor. Who's McGregor?
Is he holding the football with one hand and kind of directing the other?
You can't really tell because it happened so fast, but every pass he quietly whispers to the ball, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I think a new thing he should do is when someone gets tackled, walk over to them and just take a pepper grinder out and just grind pepper.
Say when.
He'll get flagged for taunting.
He liking a juice?
He liked the juice.
Last week he went to Dallas and Jerry Jones woke up with a horse head in bed with him.
Who doesn't want a head from a horse?
Rick, technical question. Which way are you going in, Rick?
No, we don't have to go here on Christmas.
I'd probably
Jesus is in his manger, Zach.
I'd go for the toothy grin.
P.S. Just a side note, I'm really upset. I'm really upset that you didn't make Mark the ghost of Science Sucked in the Past.
I should have, damn it. That's what happens when you write your story an hour before the episode.
I was really upset. Like, once I saw where you were going with it, I'm like, Mark would have been so good as that first ghost. Let's talk about some fun sports. Have you ever been to Disney?
Call ever trending story. We have to redo the episode.
Can you retract that episode? Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go next. Okay. Or does Rick want to go next? You go next.
Yeah, you're the closer. I'm that shit in the middle of a shit sandwich.
Coffee's for closers.
My fucking brain has been mush for the last 3 weeks as I have been working from home with two fucking tiny children.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. Why? Why am I fucking pulling double duty as daddy daycare and I don't know, number guy extraordinaire?
Working full guy full time.
Because we had to all get together for fucking Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter that I skipped I didn't bring the kids to Mimi's for Tuesday and Wednesday because, oh, she was sick and hacking up a fucking lung. Oh, she feels better. She feels much better in 24 hours. And we got together for Turkey Day. And now everyone's fucking sick. Fucking my brother-in-law had to skip he was supposed to go on a 2-week work trip, skipped because he has like pneumonia. My grandfather-in-law ended up in the hospital. My
Jesus
daughter Haley has had RSV and a touch of pneumonia. Jeez. The boy stays healthy.
A touch of pneumonia. It
was just a touch.
It's a touch. It's weird. That's what they say.
It's like the pinky they used on your mic. That's what it is. Just a touch.
It's a new sitcom on CBS.
It's like the fifth kid I heard get RSV and pneumonia this year.
Yeah, it's bad. It's all over the place.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Sorry, this is slightly off topic maybe, but can you get into the Make-A-Wish Foundation if you have a touch of cancer? Just like a touch?
She had to combine it with something else, like AIDS cancer.
Not if the touch is from a priest.
Just a tip of cancer.
You can make a wish. You can make a wish, but it's from the monkey's paw. So there'll be horrible consequences.
Hey, back to Ebola. Whoa.
What's a touch of cancer? Not so much a tumor, but more of a rumor.
It's when one of the guests at Epstein Island has a birthday in July.
Also think it's a law of the universe for all kids to get sick at Thanksgiving.
What we're trying to say is Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. I don't want to be anywhere near anyone on fucking Christmas. I want to go on fucking lockdown. I don't want to go anywhere Christmas Eve. I don't want to go anywhere Christmas Day. I just want to sit and not get sick. That's all I fucking want this year.
Dude, but you're also having a Christmas party this weekend.
That's different. That's different. The alcohol is going to kill.
How is it different?
The alcohol is going to kill all the germs.
The alcohol will kill everything.
Everyone invited is smart enough to say, I don't feel fucking good. I'm not going to get Rick sick.
That's fair.
Because they're all podcast listeners. They're going to listen to this and know not to fucking do it.
Do you ask them that at the door?
Can you get this out before the weekend for Rick's sake?
Oh, yeah. I need this out by Friday, buddy.
Yeah.
The PSA.
I'm going to share the shit out of it.
Yeah. No, in that case. No, you won't.
No, I won't. No.
Then fuck you.
You haven't even shared the roast, and you're actually proud of those.
I like the roast, except for my audio.
Yeah, your audio was terrible this week.
You didn't know you were on a rant last year until a week ago.
I was like, guys, what rant should I listen to so I know what the fuck's going on? And they said,
how about yours?
The one we did.
You were on last year's. I went, no, I wasn't. I literally said, no, I wasn't.
It's fair, because I said that too. When I was in that conversation, I was like, no, he hasn't been on.
Never happened. See? Mandela effect.
We had to convince Mike pretty hard that you had been here before. We know that you didn't listen.
He and I were in the same boat. I was pretty sure I wasn't here.
Whatever, just inception me, put this false memory in my brain.
And I was going to listen to it in preparation, but I forgot.
I had better things to do.
I had the two fucking kids. So I watched. I just watched Bluey and the Grinch. I've seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas 86 fucking times in the past 2 weeks.
It's a good movie. It holds up probably until at least 84.
Which one? Which one are you watching?
It's about 85% Boris Karloff.
Yeah,
and 15% Cumberbatch. I have not put the Jim Carrey version on.
Really?
There's a Cumberbatch one?
Oh
yeah, yeah, that's the Illumination,
directed by Scott Mosier.
Just like a gritty Grinch remake that's like Imitation Game, but with the Grinch.
It's just like Demolition of Smog with more who-shaped stuff.
The Grinch is trying to break the Nazi code.
Desolation of Whoville.
Griff.
There we
it's
go.
It's my turn. Okay.
Somebody should be talking.
Well,
I didn't know if Rick was done. I'm sorry.
No idea if I'm done either.
So have you all ever been like asked icebreaker questions and then somebody comes up with like, what's one thing that's perfectly legal that you would make illegal if you had a choice? And then you completely forget all of the things that you hate and would make illegal in that moment. And you can't come up with an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I always do that. But now I have an answer. It is predatory telemarketers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like Jeremy. And his dick pills.
Excuse me, sir. Could you use a penis enlargement?
That happened so many years ago. Just leave it alone.
I had to bring it up.
That's what he was telling you when you wouldn't get off the phone.
In my defense, I lived in Florida at the time.
You're right. Just fitting in.
That would hold up in court. You got it.
But yeah, also, Griff, it should go beyond illegal. As soon as that fires up,
the
FBI should kick in the door and just start firing.
Well, like, I remember there was a time when you would get a telemarketer and they would give you a little spiel and you'd say, I'm not interested. Please take me off your call list. Thank you. And that would be the end of it. But now, like the last month or so, I have gotten anywhere between 5 and 30 calls a day, all from different numbers. They're all automated messages. So I can't like say, take me off your call list. If I block the number, they just call from a new number. Some of them, they do eventually, if you go through their prompts saying yes, no, whatever, there will be a person that I can talk to say, please take me off your list. And they don't like say anything. They just hang up. So I don't know whether or not they actually got the message and do anything with it.
Could it also be that they don't understand English?
It could be. Although they do speak in English.
Okay.
They have a script.
I've had some that I'm not sure.
That's true. There was one. I said, please take me off your call list. And I didn't hang up. So I specifically made the conscious effort to not hang up. And they like mumbled for 2 to 3 minutes. And I swear at one point they said, fuck you.
Yep. I've had that. I had that happen one time that they started speaking a different language and then made sure to say, fuck you over and over again.
In that language or in English?
It's fucking crazy.
In English.
There are some companies that don't allow the telemarketer hang up. Like, they need to stay on the phone with you until you say goodbye or you hang up. So that's probably what they were doing.
It's just fucked up. Like, and again, you can't just block it because they just call back from a different number. Do you have any idea how many fucking phone numbers I would have to block to not? So there, a telephone number is 7 digits. That's 10 million possible combinations.
Did you just do that math off the top of your head?
It's 10 to the 7th power. But like, okay. and even discounting, like, I don't think you can start the number with 111. Like, even discounting whatever exclusions they have, that's still like potentially millions, at least hundreds of thousands of numbers that I would have to block. It's easier to change my fucking phone number.
Let me ask you this. Are you not in the same club as me where if my phone rings and I don't see a name of a contact, I just don't answer?
Don't answer.
I am forcing myself to do that because I hate not knowing if it's something important. Because some numbers that are important, I don't have like contacts for.
You think it's going to be like some random Iowa, like Alaskan number that's like, your grandma's dead?
No!
Because a lot of them are from Connecticut.
Well, sorry, the hospital transferred you to a doctor in Alaska to give you the news.
And if you didn't answer it, you just wait for the clothes to stop coming back.
Yeah, it's not that. All my grandparents are dead, but...
Good job, Mike. Good job.
Sorry.
God, to bring us up, rant down.
Bad memories.
Most of them are from Connecticut, where I live. So, like, I can't entirely discount, like, oh, there's a possibility that a Connecticut number is something I might want to pick up.
Well, someone who wasn't important enough for you to put in your contacts.
Listen.
Just ignore that person.
But even if you don't fucking take the call, they text now.
Yeah, right. They do.
The texts are horrible.
It's fucking obnoxious, and I'm sick of it. And it's not even so. The calls I've been getting, the ones I've picked up and have listened to, they're all for like elder care. And I'm like, I'm in my 30s. I don't need that.
Jeremy, stop. Leave Griff alone.
They're gonna be like, they're all for like elder gods.
Elder gods. Yeah.
Cthulhu.
There's old ladies in your area that need your help now.
The faggot Riley.
Hello, this is Osiris.
I got trapped in one of those text message telemarketer scams, but they sent it in a group text.
Oh, no.
So all you get is bing, 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 and it's other telemarketers responding to the original telemarketing message. So you can't delete and you can't leave the group, so your phone's just going off. I watched it for like 100 text messages.
That's fucked up.
It feels like being in your Discord.
Edit that out. People have to join our Discord. They have to love it.
What's awesome about both your phone, Jeremy, and the Discord is you can edit your notifications.
Yeah,
you can turn your notifications off.
Even my despair, he has to actually.
I'm trying to help you. You're bitching and complaining, and if you shut off the notification for that text group, you'll be all set.
Don't gaslight my despair.
Dag nabbit! I don't know how that thing works.
I don't got time for notifications.
I like that our new podcast thing is Jaren, Zach have a marital argument at least one point during every podcast. They have a full-on marital.
Try to help him and he's just a sour puss.
Came for the ramp, but I'm leaving with the drama. I love the sexual energy between you two.
This is Rick's first experience, even though it's been going on for 2.5 years.
Next year, he'll be like, was I on a rant?
Was I there for the marital divorce? Was I?
Third nightmare of Christmas.
To be fair, he has two young children.
To be fair.
You can't say that in this crowd.
What we're trying to say is happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. This is like the fourth night of Chanukah, isn't it?
Yep.
Speaking of which, where can people find you if they want to listen
Connecticut.
To Evan Cultured or Connecticut. Just see... Connecticut.
You can find us in Connecticut.
Yep.
Call Griff's number.
Leaking. You can find me at leakingladies.com.
Leaking Ladies. Put that on your favorites.
That's a face chair.
So
that's
they,
good.
They now show that as a premium website. It's like so fucking expensive to buy
me?
It. Yeah. Effing Cultured on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter X, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Effing Cultured on Facebook. That's all we really do. I don't do Instagram or threads or every once in a while Effing Cultured will pop up on TikTok.
And where the fuck are we?
We're at the kneecaps.
Lately, nowhere.
at the Facebook page and the TikTok that Jeremy doesn't know that exists. And then also over on Twitter and Instagram at KneecastPod.
And listen to the effing meat roast.
That you didn't ask for.
Of Rankin Bass Santa.
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
Listen, the title sucks, but the roast is amazing.
Rolls off the tongue.
I've been so tired for so long.
You see, their strategy is there's so many words in it that no matter what you Google, you'll find it.
Yep, that's true. SEO optimization, baby.
The roast of Claymation Christmas.
It just goes through the dictionary. The Rankin Bass Santa roast of Aardvark.
Roast of your childhood.
I'd fucking aardvark.
All right.
No, Rick, we've seen you.
We have your OnlyFans.
Thank you. Thank you for the discount. I appreciate
it. Me for a reason. I mean, try 30 days for free.
This is my 90th day. It's great.
3, 2, 1, Merry Christmas. 3, 2, 1,
Merry Christmas.
Hanukkah.
We hate every other holiday here, so keep that.
Well, he said
don't forget Kwanzaa.
He said Chwanica.
One of my favorites is Kwanzaa. My favorite people.
Happy Crispa Kwanzaa. Go F yourself.
And a blessed Toyota-thon.
Happy Honda days.